Welcome back to Chasing Swiss Dreams, My Federal Story. I'm Hawks and Floyn, and in this episode we are diving into a different kind of memory. Sometimes most magical moments are in experienced life, yet they leave an impact that lingers long after. Let's rewind to September 2019, the US Open semifinals, Federer vs. Djokovic. At this point, Federer had already secured his place in tennis history with 15 Grand Slam titles, while Djokovic, just behind Nadal and Federer, was hungry to seize any opportunity. The match was intense, with both players pushing each other to the limit. Federer was up 2-0, found himself in a tight rally. Instead of playing it safe, he did something that still baffles me to this day. He pulled off a perfect between-the-legs shot, the legendary tweener. Djokovic could only watch as the ball landed just inside the baseline. But this wasn't just an incredible shot. It was a reminder of Federer's ability to elevate tennis into an art form. Moments like this show us why we love sports, not just for the competition, but for the beauty and the creativity that can emerge in the heat of battle. Federer won the match in straight sets, and while he didn't win clinch the title, that tweener became one of the defining moments of his career. For me, and for many fans, it wasn't just a shot. It was a moment of pure magic that encapsulated everything Federer stands for: his grace, his creativity, and his ability to make the impossible look effortless. I wasn't watching the live streaming of the match. Back then, I was a student architect in India. With the massive time zone difference, I missed most of the US Open matches. Like many fans around the world, I relied on the internet to catch up. When I woke up the next morning, my Facebook feed was flooded with images and posts about Federer's incredible tweener. It was everywhere. People couldn't stop talking about it. I replayed the highlights over and over again, trying to grasp the magic of that moment. Even though I wasn't there in real time, the impact was just as powerful. This experience shows just how far Federer's brilliance reaches. His moments on the court transcend time zones and borders, connecting fans across the globe. Even when we can't witness his greatness live, we still feel that connection, that inspiration, as if we were right there in the stadium. And that's what this podcast is all about, sharing the moments that have inspired me to chase Swiss dreams, whether I witnessed them live or discovered them in the early morning light through social media. Federer's magic knows no bounds, and neither do our dreams. Thank you for joining me on this journey down memory lane. If you have ever missed a live Federer match but still felt the excitement through replays and highlights, I would like to hear your story. Don't forget to share it with me. Until then, keep chasing your dreams, because you never know when you will pull off your own tweener. This is Chasing Swiss Dreams, My Federer Story. I'm Hawks and Floyn.